VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says he will lift the military rule he imposed overnight after the parliament voted to reject his martial law declaration. Yoon had declared martial law late Tuesday in a surprise late-night address, vowing to eliminate quote-unquote anti-state forces as he struggles against an opposition that controls the country's parliament and that he accuses of sympathizing with North Korea. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Protesters and police faced off outside the South Korean parliament on Tuesday after the country's president declared martial law. Lawmakers rushed to the National Assembly, where the Speaker of Parliament declared the martial law announcement invalid. It is the first time since 1980 that martial law was declared in South Korea. President Yoon cited a motion by the opposition Democratic Party this week to impeach some of the country's top prosecutors and its rejection of a government budget proposal. He said opposition parties had taken the parliamentary process hostage.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. government officials say they were not notified in advance of the South Korean president's unexpected declaration of martial law. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel told reporters that despite the dramatic development, the alliance with the Republic of Korea remains ironclad.
We continue to have grave concerns over some of these developments, but ultimately it's our hope and expectation that this is resolved peacefully in accordance with the rule of law.
The United States maintains about 25,000 military personnel in South Korea. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday toured a slavery museum in Angola.
Cruel, brutal, dehumanizing. Our nation's original sin, one that haunted America and cast a long shadow ever since.
But he also addressed Africa's future, saying Africans will make up one in four people by 2050 and the world's fate rests with them. Biden's visit is the first to Angola by a U.S. president. It's meant to promote billions of dollars of commitments to the sub-Saharan African nation for what Biden called the largest ever U.S. rail investment overseas.
I'm in the final weeks of my presidency. You don't have to clap for that. You can if you want. But I wanted to come to Angola. Although I've been chairman of the African American Subcommittee for a long time, I'd never made it to Angola. Because although I don't know exactly what the future will hold, I know the future runs through Angola, through Africa. I mean it sincerely. I'm not kidding.
The U.S. is trying to counter China, which has strong influence on the continent of more than 1.4 billion people. President Biden is ducking questions about his reversal on pardoning son Hunter. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
2 days after breaking his word by giving his son a blanket pardon weeks before sentencing on federal charges, the president has yet to speak publicly about it. In Africa, he dismissed questions with a laugh, telling Angola's president, "Welcome to America." The pardon set off a political uproar here in Washington, as the president claimed his son was targeted for political reasons. Lawmakers on both sides blasted him for countering his own message of respecting the law, even after he insisted in June that he would not step in as Hunter Biden faced gun charges.
I will not pardon him.
That's what bothers GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Don't lie to us. Don't tell us you're not going to do it and then do it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
China responds to U.S. computer chip sanctions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
China has announced it is banning exports to the United States of gallium, germanium, antimony, and other key high-tech materials with potential military applications. The Chinese Commerce Ministry announced the move after Washington expanded its list of Chinese companies subject to export controls on computer chip-making equipment, software, and high-bandwidth memory chips. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.